song is written by Carrie Joe, and it's basically a prayer for the healing of the land because of all the things that's going on.
Jesus.
Okay? And that's what this is about. So here we go.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Thank you.
Yes.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. You take our lives, flawed yet beautiful. Restore, refine. Lord, you're merciful.
Yes, yes.
Redeem.
Jesus.
Revive. Spirit of God, breathe on your church. Pour out your presence. Speak through your word. We pray in every nation. Christ be known.
Jesus.
Our hope and salvation. Christ alone. New power.
Yes, Lord.
New wine. As divisions fall. One church. One bride. Jesus, Lord of all.
Yes,
Lord. With one voice we cry, Spirit of God, breathe on your church. Pour out your presence. Speak through your word. We pray that every nation, Christ alone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise you, Father. As we pray.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, God, we pray to you. Humble ourselves again. Lord, would you hear our cry? Lord, will you heal our land? That every eye will see, that every heart will know, the one who took our sin, the one who died and rose. So God, we pray to you, humble ourselves again. Lord, would you hear our cry? Lord, will you heal our land? That every eye will see, and every heart will know, the one who took our sin, the one who died and rose.
Yes.
And when your kingdom comes, and when at last you call, we'll rise to worship you alone. Spirit of God, breathe on your church.
Yes.
Pour out speak through your word. We pray in every nation. Christ is known. Our hope and salvation. Christ alone.
Jesus.
Spirit of God. Breathe on your church. Lord, pour out your presence. And speak through your word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We pray that everyone, Christ be known to them, and our heart, our hope, and salvation is Christ alone. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know, I talked about how Adam and Eve were in the garden. And basically their sin was they didn't believe that God had their best interest. Mm-hmm. Right? They lost faith in God. They you know, maybe he doesn't have my best interest in mind. Maybe I need to go and do something on my own. Take charge of my own faith. Take charge of my own destiny. Eat this fruit so I can get some wisdom. So I can know the difference between good and evil. So I can be better than what God intended me to be.
Ooh.
That's not where you're from. And so here we find Jesus being tempted by Satan. Mm-hmm. And in every case, it seems to be, God doesn't have your best interest in mind, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You need to take some action. You need to take some action and get what you really need to be who you are. As Mary was saying to us, you know, all the kingdoms of the world, you know, this is what you came for. This is your desire. Mm-hmm. How they follow you. I can give it to you. God's not giving it to you. He doesn't have your best interest in it. But I can give it to you. Mm-hmm. That's what Satan says.
And Rick, we must think about it when we say in all the kingdoms of the world. Some people call them kingdoms and some people call them mountains. There's several kingdoms. Some people say it's 12 mountains. You know, they try to differentiate. What kingdoms are like the religion, the education, the entertainment world, mm-hmm. all those kingdoms.
Yeah.
Those are the kingdoms he was going to give back to God. And Lord, please help him with the music kingdom. It has really got out of hand.
Yeah, he was a musician.
Yeah, even the musician, it has gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
A girl was listening at the 50th music comparing to what these children have to listen to now. And it's just destroying the young people. People don't realize how much music get into folks' mind. It depends on what they're saying. Some of this music about kill this, killing sex, this, that, you know, it really messes up the children through just music. And so and we know Satan knows music. He knows how it can affect people for worship. You worship those things.
You know, you're right. Music is powerful. Mm-hmm. If you want to memorize something, put it to music.
Yes.
Right.
Kindergarten class does that. That's how
Leanne
since the month of years, January, February, she sings it.
ABC, everybody knows that song, right?
You learned that too.
Hey, how you learn the alphabet?
ABCDEFGA.
And that's, you know, we do that.
And we know a lot of songs because
what we sing and what we hear, that music has a way of reaching into inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't want people to think that kingdoms are land and stuff. It wasn't just land. And stuff.
Right.
The enemy was going to give him back Asia, Africa. And it wasn't about land. Mm-hmm. It was about the culture, the entertainment. It's about 12 mountains or 12 kingdoms that shapes our lives. That's what he was going to give back to him. You know, not land now. Let's not just think about the land.
It's the people.
Yeah, it's the people. It's things that shapes the people. Mm-hmm. You may think you're your own boss, but you're not your own boss. Somebody tells you what to do. They tell you what side to ride on, to drive on. Mm-hmm. You can go to certain parts. They drive on the opposite side of us that we drive on. So it's certain things, cultural things, that do shape your life. You may say, hey, I'm my own man, but you're not really.
You know, Miss Mary talked about those over 50, 60 songs. I was listening to a station one day, and I had to go about 100 miles. Mm-hmm. And I got listening, and every one of those songs, like run around Sue and Mustang and say, all of it's about adultery. These are both songs. And I thought, you know, they're cool tunes, but you know, they
take the words out.
The words is horrible.
But yeah, the power of music is amazing. You can't just sing that song this morning. Mm-hmm. What was going on? There was a calmness. Mm-hmm. There was a peace about it. This whole, the whole spirit of peace here. And it just affects you that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Music has a way of reaching out to you and touching you deeply. And you're going, whoa, you know, this is good. I often tell my kids, I said, you know, I'm a physicist, scientist, you know, so I'm working with my mind a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't do a whole lot when I work. But, you know, years ago, I would have to think and do a lot of logical thinking. And so I have had occasion to go into another lab with where another guy works, and I had to do a little bit of work there. And he was... he had a radio and he played classical music the whole day. Just, you know, he had to turn to the radio station and he just played classical music all day long. And I thought, well, that'd be a pretty cool thing to do, you know. So I went back to my office, I got a radio, turned it on, started playing classical music, and tried to do my work, and I couldn't.
Can you listen to music? Right.
I could not do my work. It didn't have any words to distract me. I thought, this is just simple music, it's classical, totally good music. But I couldn't work because the music reaches into the emotions and it stirs up the emotions. It speaks to your emotions.
So true.
And when it does that, you know, when you're trying to think logically, you don't want your emotions all stirred up. You know, you're going, whoa, wait a minute. And I had to turn the music off. I really work better in silence, you know, rather than, I can hear someone talking better than I can hear music when I'm doing the work, you know. So it just, you know, it touches the emotions, and it really has a great effect on people. So, yeah, Brother David, you hear the music, you hear this, and it's cool music, but then you realize what the words are, and maybe you haven't realized it so much in the past. So anyway, yeah, that's good. But I want to share with you. Yeah, let me just take a moment to share with you. Yesterday I had a chance to talk to a guy from India. He's a pastor. He's got 65 pastors under him in India. And so just to show you how the Holy Spirit works, and he's always working, but. They were going to have this meeting. He was going to come over from India, and he was going to speak at, you know, the apartment of one of the members of the church. We're going to the international church. And so they were going to serve Indian food. All right? I don't like Indian food.
Bland. Oh, man, I thought it was hot.
I went to a Taj India, an Indian restaurant, you know, and first time I'd ever had any Indian food. And they served me the food, and it was just super bland. I mean, you just can't imagine, just, you know, just bland, not seasoned, not nothing.
It sounds bland.
You don't really say too much.
It's not bland because you're supposed to put these sauces on it.
Hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
But the sauces are hot. I mean, hot. Curry. Whoa. You know, I thought jalapenos were bad, you know, this is tough. Whoa, so you see, they're super bland or off the scale, you know. So I said, I don't think I want to go to this meeting, you know. I don't think I want to go and eat the Indian food. So you go on up. And so she, you know, you had to say how many people were coming. So my daughter and my son were going to go with her. And then as the day approached, my son backed out. He was getting a little sickly. And so she called up and said, he's not going to be there. And then at the last minute, my daughter backed out. And so I'm going, I don't want to go, but I hate for Muffin to go alone, and, you know, the night. And then already got the food bought, you know, this sort of thing. So I'll go, you know. So at the last minute, I got ready and I went with her. And
you take a bottle of ketchup with you?
Maybe I should have.
That's what I've done.
I tell you, I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't know what to expect. So we got there, and the food wasn't super hot. It wasn't bland. It was actually spicy, and it was good. You know, not that that was a big deal, but anyway, they had this pastor from India over, and he was talking, and he started about what was going on over there. And so I had a chance to talk with him yesterday afternoon. We just had a really good time talking together. I was telling him about provision and how God wants to provide for all of his disciples. But he said that what has happened over in India is in the last 5-6 years, the Hindu folks have taken over the government. Mm-hmm. They've got in power in the government. And so they've started changing things to fit their religion. Okay, and we're familiar with that because we've heard about the Muslims doing that. They get over the power of the government, they want to set up Sharia law. Mm-hmm. Well, this is over in India. This is Hindus. This is not Muslims. This is Hindus. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're stomping on Muslims. You know? So, but they really made it tough on Christians over there. And the very afternoon that we went that night to the supper, I read on the internet that a Christian pastor, an Indian pastor, he was Christian, was found hanged in his home.
Oh, wow.
And he had been hassled by the Hindus for the last 6 weeks. They came over Sunday and hassled him, you know. And so the police came in, ruled it a suicide. They weren't going to do anything because there was the government, right? So all the Christian community was really up in arms, upset about this. Mm-hmm. And so this pastor was telling us that his pastors that they have under him, they don't have a lot of money. You know, nobody has a lot of money over there, but they certainly don't. But they had to go and get food, buy food. They started putting out the food at the Hindu temple. At the Hindu temple, that's where you went to get food. So these Christian pastors really felt bad going to the Hindu temple to get food because it looked bad, you know, if you think about it. And so it's like, whoa. And so I, you know, my heart just went out to these folks. My heart went out to these folks. And I thought, this is what's going on with them over there. They're undergoing all of this. And I was sort of sitting and talked to him. He has such a sweet spirit. And I'm going, God, what do we have? What are we doing with what we have? What are we doing, what we have? And I looked at the whole sort of thing, and I just saw the Holy Spirit working. And I know you're studying the Holy Spirit. I saw the Holy Spirit working. I didn't want to go. My flesh didn't want to go to that meeting. Mm-hmm. Didn't. But the Holy Spirit worked it so I would go. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit had me read that article mm-hmm. about that pastor. Get my attention. Pay attention, Ray. What's going on around you? I want you to know about this. I know you don't want any part of it, but Ray, I want you to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. I want you to know what's going on so that you can pray accurately, so that you can know what's going on, that you can reach out to these folks and help them. And so it worked out really well. We had a tremendous meeting yesterday afternoon. I came away, I felt cloud nine, you know. Mm-hmm. And so just... I know we haven't done anything with this, but I just wanted to let you know, the Holy Spirit is working.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, we can have communion with Him, and if we commit our way to Him, uh-huh. even when our flesh is saying, I don't want to do that, our way is committed to Him, He will direct our path.
Come on, man.
And that's what He did with me. I didn't want to go.
Jesus.
But He directed my path. Mm-hmm. You know? I didn't want to be thinking about that, but He put it in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know? So God is faithful. Right? He'll stand by our commitment, even when we don't.
Even
when we're tired, even when we're thinking about something else or want something else. Mm-hmm. He'll stand by His commitment and He'll guide us in the way everlasting. Amen.
You think you would have got it if Muffin only was going by herself?
See, that's part of it.
So your children were really...
That was part of it, you know. That was part of it. I didn't want my wife, you know, drive out there. And as it was, we got lost. You know, we couldn't get by the apartment. We had to, you know, she had to help me out and get on the phone and all that kind of stuff. So I, you know, that was really, that was God, obviously. It was God. Like you say, we're always in communion with it.
Uh-huh.
If we're listening.
Right.
Right? If we're listening. And and even when I'm not listening very well, he's still with me. All right? So let's pray. We'll have our breakfast, all right? Thank you, Father, for loving us so much,
yes,
guiding us, and always, even when we're not really aware of it,
yes,
you're always there.
Thank you, Lord.
Mapping out our paths, the paths that we are to walk, making sure that we're walking in the right way, and you don't let us fall.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for that, Father. Glorify your name in us. Let us be encouraged. Let us be encouraged because we know you are faithful.
Yes.
We know you have our best interest in mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we do for you is going to help us tremendously.
Amen.
Father, bless this food and bless our fellowship together. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.